The 2025 Phil Luge World Championships kicked off on Thursday with a duo of brand new disciplines in Whistler. Netting history's first mixed doubles gold at Worlds were Austrians Thomas Stew, Wolfgang Kindl, Lara Michaela Kipp and Selina Egel, who combined for a time of 1 minute and 22.894 seconds. Germany wrapped up silver, Paul Gubitz, Hannes Orlemunder, Magdalena Machina and Diana Eitberger in 1:22.912, as well as bronze, Tobias Wendel, Tobias Arlt, Cheyenne Rosenthal and Jessica Degenhardt in 1:22.991. Canada deployed its familiar men's pairing of Devin Wardrope and Cole Zionski alongside Beattie Podolsky and Kaylee Allen. In spite of some steering difficulties out of corner 16, they managed a respectable eighth. "I would say it was a good first performance," remarked Wardrope. "It's the first time we've ever done the mixed event, and there's always little things and little problems down the track. Not the result that we wanted, but it's something that for our first time, we can be happy." Allen said, "It's Beattie and I's first world champs as a doubles team. It's our first senior world champs in general as well, and to do it for the home crowd is really exciting. Wish we could have had a better run. As soon as we went for our drive, we skidded in 16 and knew the exit was going to be a challenge, but I'm glad Beattie was able to hit the pad and complete our time." Podolsky and Allen are in the middle of their inaugural season together, assuming the mantle from Caitlin Nash and Natalie Corliss, who earned the first World Cup ladies doubles medal in Canadian history. "It hasn't always been a smooth transition, but according to Podolsky, the two have learned plenty about each other and their craft." Luge has evolved significantly in recent times. Women's doubles first graced the Whistler Sliding Center, WSC, in 2022, and this year's novel formats represent another step in the right direction. "For the past few years, it's only been me and Devin, for Canada, so it's been quite lonely at the doubles starts," Zionski said. "Having some more friends and teammates along with us, sharing our experiences and making sure they have what they need to succeed, it's just been a really awesome time." Canadians are known to do well in Luge's team events. For instance, Alex Goff united with Sam Edney, Tristan Walker and Justin Smith to grab a landmark Olympic silver medal at the Pyeongchang 2018 team relay. Wardrope referenced those kinds of performances as he expressed gratitude for new opportunities to race. "Equal opportunity. The world's inaugural mixed singles victory belongs to German athletes Max Langenhagen and Julia Taubitz, 1:22.354, who bested runner-ups Jonathan Gustafson and Emily Sweeney of the United States, 1:22.449, and third-place Austrians David Gleierscher and Madeline Egel, 1:22.768. "Pretty amazing to win the first ever singles mixed competition," said Langenhagen. "I had a super good run and I think Julia did too. It's super positive for us to start the World Championship week like this. I wanted to beat the times of the doubles, and I was super stoked in the end that I beat them. It's giving the whole team a really good, kick-ass energy. It's really exciting," Taubitz added. "I think it's so cool to finish and celebrate with a teammate, so I really like the team and mixed competitions." Trinity Ellis of Pemberton, Canada's only active luger with Olympic experience, aided compatriot Dylan Morse to 11th, 1:23.268. Hot on their heels were Whistler's own Amberlee Susco and Theo Downey in 12th, 1:23.299. "It was kind of a rough week for me, but this was the best run I've had all week," admitted Morse. "I felt super confident. It was just amazing to have the people supporting us here." Susco concurs. "I'm pretty happy with what Theo and I were able to do. Just some clean lines, good position, fast start. That's all you can really ask for. Canada's showing up for us this weekend, and that's so heartwarming when at so many races in Europe, there's not a single Canadian flag in the crowd. It fills my heart with joy, hearing everyone cheering us down the track." Morse and Downey are two of the Maple Leafs' greenest lugers, and for them each contest provides valuable experience. Downey stated that the World Championships have already helped him learn to deal with pre-race jitters. Ellis, for her part, is thrilled to partake in the sport's progression. "I think mixed singles is a super fun event," she remarked. "It just brings that team vibe into racing again that we get with team relay. Having equal opportunity for racing is super exciting, and I really think these events have been thriving. Women's doubles has become super competitive, which is awesome to see." Luge Worlds continue on Friday with gender-segregated doubles and ladies' singles. Full results are viewable at https://www.phil-luge.org/n/multimedia/53rd-phil-world-championships.